Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Panama is to set up a special commission in the aftermath of the leak of millions of documents from the law firm Mossack Fonseca. Panama's government reacted angrily earlier this week when the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development criticized it failing to clean up its tax system. The announcement was made in a televised address by President Juan Carlos Varela.
El gobierno de Panamá.
The government of Panama, through our Foreign Office, will create an independent committee of national and international experts to look at our standard practices and propose measures which we will share with other countries to help increase the transparency of the illegal financial system. We will not only work within our own country, but also to benefit the rest of the world.
The French Parliament has voted for a new law making it illegal to pay for sex. The move will affect an estimated 30,000 sex workers. It will treat them as victims rather than as criminals. Anyone caught buying the services of a sex worker could now be fined up to €1,500 for a first offence. An MP who supported the bill, Maud Olivier, said the aim was to protect prostitutes who want to leave the profession. She said it was important that people using prostitutes knew what they were part of.
We have to explain to people that they're not innocent. They're not innocent if they're buying sex. I want people to think a little bit about where their money's going. It's going to criminal networks and to pimps.
The president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has said he will step down after 31 years in power when his current mandate ends. Thomas Fessy spoke to the president in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum.
President Bashir told me this would be his last term and he would not run again for office in 2020. Skeptics will say that he had already pledged to step down in the past and later went back on his word. Wanted by the International Criminal Court on multiple counts of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity, Omar al-Bashir denied recent reports of abuses allegedly carried out by government forces in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur. The UN says more than 100,000 people have been displaced since the start of a military offensive there earlier this year.
The Cypriot authorities have agreed to a request from Egypt to extradite a man accused of hijacking a flight to Cyprus last week. Saif al-Din Mustafa, an Egyptian citizen, was arrested after a tense standoff at Larnaca Airport after he forced the Egypt Air flight to land there. He claimed to be wearing an explosive belt, but that later proved to be fake. He said he wanted to get to the island to see his ex-wife. Officials have said he is psychologically unstable. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The White House says President Obama has phoned the leader of Myanmar's governing party, Aung San Suu Kyi. The US president commended her efforts, often made at great personal cost, for a peaceful transition of power to an elected government. Aung San Suu Kyi is banned from becoming the president and is reported to be facing continuing limits on her official role. President Obama also spoke to the new president, Tin Chaw. Parliament in Vietnam has approved the promotion of the Deputy Prime Minister Nguyen Xuân Phúc to the post of Prime Minister. It comes a day after the former head of government, the reformist Nguyen Thuận Sinh, stepped down. He'd lost a fierce leadership battle during the Communist Party's Congress in January. A judge in New York has dismissed an appeal by the singer Kesha in a case against Sony Music and the producer Dr. Luke, who she accuses of raping her. The singer claimed she was being forced into slavery by an earlier court decision which did not release her from her contract with Dr. Luke. The judge in New York ruled that Kesha would be sufficiently insulated from Dr. Luke while she continued to record for Sony Music. Justice Shirley Werner Conrick also criticised Kesha for claiming that the alleged abuse was a hate crime. An anonymous bidder has paid almost $400,000 at auction in New York for the chair the British author J.K. Rowling used when she wrote her first two Harry Potter novels. From New York, here's Nick Bryant.
The 1930s chair was the comfiest of four given to J.K. Rowling to help furnish her council flat in Edinburgh during her years as a struggling author. Painted on it in gold letters are the words, "I wrote Harry Potter while sitting on this chair." And when she donated it to a charity auction more than a decade ago, it came with a signed letter explaining, "My nostalgic side is quite sad to see it go, but my back isn't."
Nick Bryant reporting from New York. And that's the latest BBC News.